seated. The children are invited to come forward for the children's message this time. We're going to meet over on this side, but you know, we've been looking at the windows of the church. We're going to look at these two windows right here. So kids, come on over here. And I want to look at those two windows. We're going to start with the one on the left. Which is the one on the left? You guys, just checking if they knew. I wanted to be sure. Okay. So if you look, actually look at both windows, there's a lot of crosses in those windows, aren't there? We're not even going to count them because there's one and another and another and another. There's all kinds of crosses. So every time you see a cross in the window, that makes us think of who? Jesus, right, who died on the cross for us. Now, we know that, but it reminds us. But I want us to look on the left window. There's an animal there, and what is that? It's a sheep or a lamb. So think about this in church and in the Bible. Sometimes there's a phrase, we hear the lamb what? The Lamb of God. Very nice. And then congregation, what's the rest of it? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Right? You've heard that? That the death of Jesus, that his blood covers all of our sins. Right? So that's what that says. The Lamb of God, Jesus is that Lamb of God who covers our sins, right? So that's a wonderful window to remind us. Now, if you look at the window on the right, there's a cross in the middle, and just underneath the cross is what? They are flowers. Very good. So let's start there. It's flowers, but it's a particular kind of flower. Who knows what kind of flower is it? What is it? Not quite that. Anybody else know? Anybody in the congregation? Now, if you're sitting in the back, you can't see it, come check this window out later. Those flowers are called lilies. And lilies come into the church what time of year? Do you guys know this? Easter Sunday. That's exactly right. Very nice. So the left one says Lamb of God, that Jesus dies to pay for our sins. But the right window says that he rose from the dead too, right? So he went to the cross. Dead, buried, but he did not stay in the tomb. So these are all things we know, but every time we look at these windows, we can say the cross all over the place to remind me of what he's done, and that he is the Lamb of God who pays for all sins, but also that Easter Sunday came and that he literally rose again from the dead, right? And he now sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he lives and reigns forever. He has eternal life so that you and I can have what? Eternal life, right? Jesus lives forever, so guess what you will do? Live forever. That's right. So every time you look at that window, think of what all that Jesus has done for us, that he died and rose for your salvation. All right? Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots.